Good morning, Lena's Fine Jewelry.
Hey, good morning. It's Sarah. How are you?
It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Is Miss Diana there?
Yeah, can I put you on hold?
Of course.
Thank you. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, nothing much.
Oh.
Waiting. Yeah. Just
DeMar's keeping
waiting.
track.
I have a customer at 4:30 for one of the diamonds.
Okay. Got you.
So.
That's the what, the round customer?
Yeah, and the marquee guy. Okay, we did pick something. Well, briefly. Tomorrow I'm confirming, and
Okay.
I just got to get him to leave a deposit, but
Right.
I think it was one of the 2 carats.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
Okay.
remember which one.
And I have a set of traps that are going to get delivered to you today. They're 136 total weight,
Ooh.
so they're going to get there
What's
today.
the measurements on them?
Let me find them real quick. It was, I think, what you asked for.
Like seven?
They measure, 1 second. No, they're the 8.1 by 3.9.
Ooh, that might be a little. I'll see.
No,
We'll see
we
if
said
it's.
eight,
Yeah?
remember? This
Because
was what
mine,
I
yeah,
said.
because mine is. Because mine's what? Mine's not
Yours
nine.
were
Mine's.
five. No, your
No,
Diane
my
was
center.
bigger,
Yeah.
was 10 something, I'll tell you. Hang on,
Okay.
let
Yeah,
me.
almost 11.
Yeah, it was 10 point something, and we figured eight, because you wanted it to
Okay.
be, right? Well, you'll see
Yeah,
when you get
I
these.
think so. All right. Sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah, what else is
I
going
actually
on?
saw someone yesterday,
Oh, you
and
did?
she had big ones, and I went, "Yeah, that's what
Oh.
I need."
You're
And
funny.
nothing. We've been pretty busy. Today's a little
Yeah.
quiet,
Okay.
but
All right. All right.
yeah, I could
Anything
use it.
new?
No.
No.
I just have an appointment
Okay.
later.
Okay.
So.
I know you do a lot of the wedding bands with the stones, like whatever, 20 stones, whatever, stuff like that,
Yeah.
right? Try me sometime because we do fill
Okay.
those a lot. I don't know what pricing you're getting
What?
from your lady, but it's worth a shot to get a quote from me to see if it's any less than
Sure.
hers,
What do you
right?
mean, like eternity bands?
Yeah, but they're loose. I don't have them
Yeah.
mounted.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just buy it mounted.
Oh, but you should price,
Yeah.
should see if there's a price difference, but that's up to you.
Yeah, you know what it is the person I
Pretty
get them
different.
from, the two
Yeah.
people I get them from,
Yeah.
the way they cat it, you know, so it's set
Oh.
low, and so I
Yeah.
have to use their diamonds. Oh, which you've just reminded me,
Yeah.
because I figured I'd tell you about this. All right,
Oh,
so you
what?
know I sell Gabriel, right? So we are doing Shopify,
Okay.
and oh, that reminds me, integrate with RDI. Let me write that down somewhere. Integrate RDI. Diamond list. Okay. So anyway, we had a meeting the other day with Gabriel, and they're going to be putting the wedding bands on there, and you're going to be able to build the wedding band.
Oh.
You're going to be able to build an engagement ring. And I'm like, how does that work?
Right.
And they said, well, you're going to have to fill out some paperwork with Novita. Does that sound familiar? Novada? No,
Yeah.
Novita?
Why do you have to do that? Novoda?
Novoda.
I know, but
Novoda.
they're an online company. They buy stuff.
Yes. Right. So Novoda is going to be supplying the diamonds to, that's why I'm telling you.
Oh.
Novoda is going to be only online orders. So if someone builds an engagement ring, they can buy it right online.
But from you?
I don't know how comfortable, yeah.
I know, but why would you do that? Don't do that because, again, they sell to the public. So they're going to
I
skew your
know.
customers. I would not do that. That's not a good idea.
I know. Well, I don't have a choice. Like, it's
Why?
not me. It's Gabriel. So this is
What?
part of their website that they're doing. And I go, why Nevada? And not like, I said, I can't do it with like RDI. And they were like, well, this is who we're doing business with. So I was like, oh. Sarah, I'm going to be honest. How many people buy an engagement ring on the internet? They're going to build it. And then they do, I like this part. They can build it online and then come here and ask to see it. In other words, but without the center.
Right.
But they can build their own ring, and then we can show it to them, which I think majority, that's what's going to happen. I don't think people buy engagement rings online. I mean, they do, but...
They do.
That's kind of crazy. Most of my people want to see it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. But, and then my other thing I'm afraid of, to be honest, is how do I know they're not going to steal from me?
Well, that's my point.
Because
if you're doing that with Gabriel, and then they're going to give your clients information to Nevada, that makes no sense at all. I don't care if they work with Gabriel. Those are your customers.
Right. Well, I'll ask that question.
Well, that's what these online people do, just so you know. They steal your customers.
Right.
And Nevada sells retail. I know they sell retail.
Right.
Why don't you Google Nevada? You can go buy a diamond online. So why would you want your customers to do that? That doesn't make
right.
sense.
Yeah.
Why can't you tell Gabriel no? Don't do that. That you're just, that's not a good idea for anybody to do.
Well, what I might have them do is, I think you're right, what I could probably, I'll ask that question. What I'm going to ask now is, can they build the engagement ring? And then they have to come see me.
They have to come see you, right.
Because I've learned, even when I CAD now,
right.
We used to email the CADs to customers.
And they don't understand.
You know? Well, no, they understood. They were taking it elsewhere and then having it made.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now what I do is I go, you have to come in and see, you have to come into the store and see the cat.
Yes, absolutely.
And now we make every sale.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Good.
Yeah. I would not do the online thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, I'm glad I asked you.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what they do. They sell jewelers' customers.
Yeah.
That's not a good, anything like that is not good, because you're giving them your customer base. It's your customer at the end. And then...
I know,
and
to be honest with you, I think, well, Gabriel kind of does that.
Okay.
After, this is what happens. When you buy a Gabriel piece, in order to get it to keep the warranty, you have to give them the customer's email. And then they email the customers.
Wow.
Now, when people purchase online from Gabriel, and it's my customer, they're supposed to give me the credit.
Yeah.
But, how do I know my customers?
Right.
But then Gabriel says, well, they have to put your name down. But
right, they probably don't.
How do I know?
Right.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But why can't you, I know you deal with Gabriel, but at the end of the day, everybody duplicates everything. Why wouldn't you just duplicate their mounting and have somebody make it for you?
Because they advertise so much that they bring them in here.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with them like 30 years.
No, I know, but the direction they're wanting to go is not a smart one for jewelers.
Yeah, I'll bring that up. It's a good point.
Well, they're going to deny it, and they're going to say, oh, no, don't worry about it. They don't do that, but it's not true. They do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah, because I said to them, I go, when they brought all this up, I said, well, this is for online only, right? Because I go, I buy my diamonds from RDI, so I'm not going to. And they were like, oh, no, this has nothing to do with it. This is if someone wants to build it and ship it. So,
right, but still, if they can go online,
right.
So for instance, they go online and they build a Gabriel, whatever, they may not end up getting it from you, and they may just go directly to Nevada.
Right.
Because Nevada is...
Well, is Gabriel selling... Well, actually, now you brought up another point.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know this. Is Nevada selling Gabriel?
Well, obviously, if Gabriel's using Nevada, why wouldn't Nevada be selling Gabriel? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why would
Nevada
sell Nevada for no reason?
see.
Yeah, I'm going to check.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I would not do that. It's a bad idea.
All right.
Bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, the syndrome is crazy. You got to save yourself as much as you can.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Come in the store, like you said, you know.
Well, personally, I thought it would be great if I thought it was a good idea if I could use you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. They were like, I don't know how that would work. They were already into it with Nevada. Yeah. No, I could build this here. I mean, they could build the ring and then, well, it would be one step further, but if I embed your list, which we talked about.
Right, yeah, you drop our inventory onto you or what?
They have my inventory, and then they could design the ring from Gabriel.
Right.
So.
You don't want Nevada on your thing because, so for instance, Nevada has a half carat FDS1 online. You could buy for $875.
Right.
Why would you introduce Nevada to your customers?
Right.
Not a good idea. Please, do not do it.
You're
going to just screw yourself because it's going to just, it's going to be, you already work close enough. You don't need to, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right.
So, all right.
All right.
Well,
I will talk.
Is there anything else?
That's it. Nope.
Aaron's
that's it.
Aaron's going to know at the end next week what you're going to replace, right?
Okay.
You weren't sure.
Oh, yes, because he's giving it to her this weekend.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I got the gift cards.
Oh, you got that. Okay, good.
Yeah,
so
then I'll register.
Perfect.
To be honest, I have a feeling she's going to return them and take the threes.
Okay.
I really do.
Right.
He thought that they were too big for her, but I was like,
I don't know.
Are diamonds ever too big?
I know. That's what I, because it would just be carrying a hand beneath here. That's not too big.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
So.
Fingers crossed, right?
Oh, you know what? Another question.
Yeah.
Do you have those, like, light brown diamonds? You know, that they're calling desert, the cognacs, or anything like that?
Yeah. What do you need?
Okay. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, champagne. Not yet, but yes, people have inquired.
I know.
So. No, I mean, it's not, but the person that inquired, it was more fashion-oriented.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
So, like, a necklace, and I was, yeah, let's do it, you know.
Right.
So,
because
I mean, like, a 2-carat is...
They're more
like
money now than they used to be.
Are they?
They're more money because they're in demand now, and there's not many of them, because there's no more... Argyle.
Really?
The Argyle. There's no more of that. And now it's the same thing with the European cuts and the transitional cuts, the older cuts.
Can you believe that?
They're in such a demand, and they cost more than brilliant, like your regular round brilliant.
Well, I had a boy who inherited a carat and a half cushion.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to give it to his fiance.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Girls are asking for this diamond.
Yeah, I know. But, so all these things that are coming back are now a supply and demand type situation, just like the Maltese. You pay extra for Maltese because there's not many out there and they're busy because they stopped cutting them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I heard. That's why they're probably now taking off the fluorescent thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
So they could just say, we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, but I'm surprised for that because the fluorescence does help when you're in a lower color. Like, it does make it appear.
Oh, yeah.
So for them,
it doesn't affect it.
It affects it in a positive way in that aspect.
Yes.
Right?
Well, they're saying that it doesn't affect it in a bad way, but that the Chinese did not like having a diamond that was glowing.
Oh, okay.
Could glow because it meant it had too much... whatever causes fluorescence.
Yeah,
It kind of freaked Chinese people out. So that's why they didn't want any. But, I always used to say when I'm trying to sell fluorescence, I tell people that it's like putting blue in when your whites are dingy. Turns them white.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
that's so funny. Yeah. That's cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
I guess,
but, you know,
yeah.
People read, and but
yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
This came, that information came from Matthew Shamoth, who is head of, I believe he's on the board of the World Diamond World Council.
Oh, okay.
And his family has a seat on the Diamond Exchange.
Oh,
he's very,
okay.
He's good friends with, Jeff.
Gotcha. All right. Nice.
So I think he's like fourth generation in diamonds.
Right. Gotcha.
So.
Cool. All right. Will do.
And I don't buy my diamonds from him, and he always asks me.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
I get so embarrassed.
Oh, shit.
But I do give him little things, like the crosses and, you know, a couple little things.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's expensive.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Is he a little guy?
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. That's why. All right.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean? Little as in business-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. They used to supply the diamonds to Rolex.
Okay. Yeah, but he's
but
not a big, like, natural, like, how do you say, like, we have a, thousands and thousands of diamonds.
He does.
Does he really? What's his company name?
Shamroff and Sons.
Okay.
M. Shamroff and Sons.
They just like to charge more money. Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know why? They sell a lot of people in the South. Like Jeff and he cross over a lot.
Oh, got you. Okay.
I mean, they don't care.
Yeah.
People in the South.
Right.
Not that they don't care, but
they
charge a lot more for diamonds.
Right. Yeah. Not
like my friend was upset that she couldn't make 50% on a stone anymore.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I nearly choked.
I don't know. Who makes 50%?
Yeah, they do in Charleston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
All right. Will do.
All right.
See you in a little bit. Thank you.
Yes.
Take
Sounds
care.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.